A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. In a shaken sieve, the rubbish is left behind. So too the defects of a man appear in his talk. The kiln tests the work of the potter. The test of a man is in his conversation. The orchard where the tree grows is judged on the quality of its fruit. Similarly, a man's words betray what he feels. Do not praise a man before he has spoken, since this is the test of men. The word of the Lord.
It is good to give you thanks, O Lord. It is good to give you thanks, O Lord. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. It is good to give you thanks, O Lord. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar. It is good to give you thanks, O Lord. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God, still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him, my rock, there is no wrong. It is good to give you thanks, O Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. When this perishable nature has put on imperishability, and when this mortal nature has put on immortality, then the words of Scripture will come true. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Now the sting of death is sin, and sin gets its power from the law. So let us thank God for giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Never give in then, my dear brothers. Never admit defeat. Keep on working at the Lord's work always, knowing that, in the Lord, you cannot be labouring in vain. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told a parable to his disciples. Can one blind man guide another? Surely both will fall into a pit. The disciple is not superior to his teacher. The fully trained disciple will always be like his teacher. Why do you observe the splinter in your brother's eye and never notice the plank in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take out the splinter that is in your eye," when you cannot see the plank in your own? Hypocrite, take the plank out of your own eye first, and then you will be able to see clearly enough to take out the splinter that is in your brother's eye. There is no sound tree that produces rotten fruit, nor again a rotten tree that produces sound fruit. For every tree can be told by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorns, nor gather grapes from brambles. A good man draws what is good from the store of goodness in his heart. A bad man draws what is bad from the store of badness. For a man's words flow out of what fills his heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Our dear friends, Today's gospel passage is more pastoral in its aspect. On Wednesday, we begin the Lent, Ash Wednesday. In between Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, especially the Tuesday, the French people say Mardi Gras. English people will say the Pancake Tuesday, because we eat as much as we can, become fat as much as we can before the Lent season. But today's gospel says, as Bob at the beginning said, do not judge others. Our words should be in its appropriate way. Actually, the gospel is the continuation of the Sermon on the Mount, the last part. Jesus condemns our rash judgment about the behavior, feelings, and motivates to do good things through our words and deeds. Actually, none of us, except God, is good enough to judge others, because only God sees the whole truth, and only He can read the human heart. So practically, our argumentation are not healthy enough to judge a person. I just read a funny story about two children. They are called Jim and Jack. The two children were always arguing whether Jesus is black or white. Jim says, I'm very certain that Jesus is black. And Jack says, no, I'm very certain that Jesus is white. They died at the same day, and they rose on the same day. And they were waiting in front of the gate of the heaven. And Saint Peter was there in front of them. And Jim and Jack were asking, is Jesus white or black? By the time Jesus passed through in front of them and said, Buenos dias. Buenos dias is the French good morning. Spanish. And the Spaniards are neither black nor the white. They are fine people. So our argumentation doesn't bring anything. The gospel today says the words have creative power, and it has the ability to build up people or to put down their life. It has the power to encourage or to discourage, or to heal or to hurt. When we speak about others, in actuality, we are poisoning ourselves rather than them. It brings much more damage to our own life rather than the other people. That's why in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 reads, whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. Again in Proverbs we read, chapter 6, verse 16, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to Him: proud eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. But it's very interesting that three of the seven things have to do with what we say rather than what we act. Ephesians chapter 4, 29 says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Here we have a choice to do good or to do evil. We will have difference of opinions in the families, among couples. Maybe we say, "She is not well organized as I am. He is not well ordered as I am." And we have difference of opinions. But through this word, what we intend to say is that, "Why can't you be like me?" That's what we imply to say. But it is wrong. One may have one weakness in an area, whether the other has a strength. Show mercy on people's weakness. Compliment each other every day. Ask the grace of God to see goodness in others. Say some good words to others every day. God hasn't called us to judge the people, but to give mercy, to show mercy. Before we judge, it is needed to walk in their shoes. We do not know how much they are suffering, how much they are trying to cope up in a family, in a society, everywhere. Jesus asks us to empty out the negativity. Begin the day with a positivity. It would be better, do not take the backs of the past, or better to say, bury the past. Don't entertain our negative energy all the day. And the only thing, the last thing what Jesus asked on the cross before his departure is, "Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing." Nothing happens in our life without God's permission. And the enemy cannot control our destiny. There is a God to judge. There is a God who sees everything in our life. That's why Abraham Lincoln said that the only one who has the right to criticize is the one who has the heart to help. And the saints always said, when you point one finger of accusation at another, three of your fingers point at you. The rabbi, the Jewish rabbi, always advised, "He who judges others favorably will be judged favorable by God." We take a decision. Do not judge others. Compliment every day. And we pray for them. Amen.